Cape Talk. Cars with Jacob Mushukwa.
Joins me on the line. Jacob, you've been driving around in a BMW X1. Is it, what, the baby of the SUVs from BMW? Good morning.
Morning, Africa. Yes, this is the baby in terms of the SUVs or modern shaped SUVs from BMW. Essentially, it gets its entire DNA from its older sibling, the X3. Even the chassis is sort of inspired by the BMW X3, but it is the baby one, and it's the entry level one, and it's the second generation of BMW X1. I would personally think that the previous shape looked a little odd. I didn't like how the previous shape looked. This one has sort of followed the traits and the DNA of the X3 and the X5 as well as the X6. So it looks like a more proper X model. The one that I'm currently test driving now is a 1.8 liter, and it is the X drive version, meaning what they've done now with the new X1s, they've also offered them in, you've got a choice to order them in either four-wheel drive or two-wheel drive derivative.
And what does, I suppose the X engine technology is quite unique, right, to BMW, and allows you to do things while you're climbing or driving down or something like that, where all the track, I can't remember the technology. I had to learn it for when we were driving around in those X3s, which were absolutely amazing. Do we have some of that technology in the X1?
Yes, we definitely do. So the new engines that are available in the X1 models are totally newly refined engines, again, taken from the X3 models. It's available in both the 2 liters and then 1.8 liter, and the bigger one being a 2.5 liter diesel. So the elements of what you've known or got accustomed to in the X3 are available in the X1, but obviously to get to the level that the X3 was on, you're going to have to spec the car a lot more. For me, I find that the 1.8 liter engine is adequate. It's enough. If you're hauling around Joburg CBD or Cape Town CBD and you've got a baby seat in the back, you're able to load when you're going on holiday. So it's the kind of car that appeals to a semi-adventurous mother or father or family.
And that is key, right? It is semi-adventurous because the primary use of the car surely will be to drive around urban areas as opposed to going up and down 4x4-ing hills.
Exactly, Africa. But it doesn't also limit you to take a weekend away to the Drakensberg or a weekend out to Wombats, wherever you're going to be going to. The only thing is, obviously, the X Drive option would be a better option if you want to be a lot more adventurous. I find that the S Drive version is enough, and if you do go for the two wheel version, you've got a car that actually helps you, that does a lot for you.
How much is it going to cost me, Jacob?
So the starting price of this one that I'm test driving is around 538,000 Rand. But the cool thing here is that the one that I'm driving has got the M Sport package, which I think is what you need to do, spec it with an M Sport package. And then that brings the price to around 600,000 Rand.
I mean, it's more than a half a million rand, right? That's a lot of money for a car. And look, with BMW, you're getting sheer driving pleasure. There's absolutely no doubt about it. If, as you suggest, you spec it with the M-Class, then you just get a lot more tricks that you can use while you're driving and enjoying the car. But once again, for a car that is for the practically minded, for primarily use of urban sort of, you know, moving around, 600,000 rand is a hell of a lot of money to part with.
It is quite steep, but I mean, if you look at the competitors like Audi Q2, Q3 and Volvo's XC40, you'll see that BMW is actually quite, the pricing is actually justified. It's out of all the three cars that I've just mentioned, I'd actually go for the X1 if I had to go for a car and I had a growing family. It would be the one I'd go for.
Careful, those things might be realized soon enough. Jacob Mushukwa, thank you very much for your time this morning. He'll have an article on ewn.co.za. And more importantly, he'll be joining us again next week.